Rabbi Maevsky. Rabbi Maevsky is going to give the last. I don't have all that much to say today. I had some interesting difficulties preparing for today. Unique. So, and I think in order to, I think some people want daven mincha. I assume that to be correct. Everyone who wants daven mincha.
Yeah.
So we'll have to stretch it till 12:10. And by doing, we'll have the honor of hearing from Rabbi Maevsky at the end of the shir. Okay, right now we're up to the very end of Koheles. Today is the Simon Sefer Koheles. And Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Megillas Esther, just in time for Chanukah. Get our holidays in order. Okay, but today Yirtzeh Hashem is the last pasuk. We're up to the pasuk of Ki. Yes, Kol Ma'aseh. We're going to review the pasuk in Gimel again in a moment, but let's just, because the custom is to repeat the last pasuk a second time, the second to last pasuk. But in the meantime, let's just review the last pasuk Yudalit, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yudalit. Ki es Kol Ma'aseh Elokim Yavi V'Mishpat Al Kol Nelam. All of the Ma'aseh Elokim. It's a hard pasuk to translate. All of the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come Yaviva Mishpat. I'm not even going to try to translate it because I'm not going to say it correctly. We'll see, just see the precise translation from the Mitzudos. Al Kol Nela means what is hidden. Im Toiv V'im Ra. Let's right away see what it says in the Mitzudos David. Ki Es Kol Maaseh Ho'odom Asher Yaseh. So Es Kol Maaseh Kama. In fact, there is a Zokef Koton. Ki Es Kol Maaseh Kama. All maaseh are actions of man. Every single thing that a human being does. Notice it does not say what a person thinks. A person, the pasuk does not tell us that a person is going to be held accountable for his machshavos. A person is held accountable for his deeds. Hu Elokim Yavi v'mishpat. Hamokon Baruch Hu Yavi Osam v'mishpat. Lishpoit Osam aleihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring man v'mishpat. Lishpoit aleihem, to judge man for his actions. Okay, that's Yavi v'mishpat. Al kol ne'elam. Now, what does this mean? Rotz loymar. The Mitzudas acknowledges that there is a difficulty in the pasuk in these words. Everything that is hidden. Rotz loymar. Lo lefi haniru levnei ha'adam. That man will not be judged based upon what appears to other men, but rather rakifi kavonas halev ha'ne'elam min habrios. So ne'elam means Hashem's judgment is something which is not understood, clear to other people, because the average man does not see a person's kavana. Only Hashem knows a person's true kavana. So Al Kol Ne'elam again means Kifi Kavanas Halev Hanela Min Habrios. What is hidden from the kavana of man, that is hidden from everyone else, Im Toiv Imra, Beinim Hoya Hakavana L'Toiva, Beinim Hoya Hakavana L'Ra, whether the kavana was for good or was for bad, Lifihen, according to a person's kavana, Yishpoit V'Yishalim, Gvul Hashem will reward and bring punishment. Ucha Oimer, L'chein, therefore, Es Elokim Yira V'Yes Mitzvah Sav Shema, therefore, that's why a person should fear Hashem, because the Iker is the kavana. Sometimes a person does an avera. We know Chazal tell us that it's better to do an avera lishma than doing a mitzvah sheloy lishma. Many people unfortunately do mitzvahs only for kavod, only for mamon, for parnasa, and then there are people that do averos l'shem shemaim. Chazal of course tell us that bizman hazeh no one has a right to do an avera l'shem shemaim. But Ni'ikar Hadin Navero Lishma has more merit by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a mitzvah Sheloi Lishma. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, his system of judgment is unique, and because Hashem judges according to the person's heart, and the part what defines a person's kavan in doing a mitzvah is Yira Shamayim. That is the guide of man's heart, which directs him to do good or to do bad. Okay, so that's the interpretation of the Mitzudos Tov. Let's see Rashi. Ki es kol ma'aseh kama asher adam oiseh. So that's consistent with what the Mitzudos said. Yavi Elokim ba'mishpat. Hashem will bring man into judgment. U'lechach, therefore, nokud ma'aseh patach. Okay, so he's just trying to say that's why the word ma'aseh is ma'aseh, not ma'aseh patach v'hatam l'mala. It'll be ne'aseh. I think what he means is that it's a patach instead of a shvah, right? It's not, because ne'aseh would mean to cause to do. But ma'aseh is an action. Ma'aseh means man's actions. It's ma'aseh, and it's mila'el. It's not mila'ra. The accent is on the men, not on the sin. Ulekach nokud ma'aseh patach v'hatam l'mal l'fi she'enoy davuk l'shem. It's not connected to hu elokim. So when I first read the pasuk, I slipped. I said ki eskol ma'aseh hu elokim. And if you put those two words together, then it should not be ma'aseh. If you would indeed take the word ma'aseh, it's connected. It's coming to define hu elokim, the deeds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the correct nikud should be ne'aseh, if I'm not mistaken, and it should be a milara. The emphasis should be on the sin, me'asehu Elokim. But being, by the way, then it would have to be, by the way, then if it would be me'aseh, it could not be ho Elokim. It would have to be ho Elokim, because you cannot have two syllables next to each other. Yeah, you cannot have to, therefore it would have to, good morning. Okay, but the point over here is that being that the word ma'aseh is an independent statement, ma'aseh, and that's why it's a patach, and that's why it's milara, fine. Al kol ne'alam afilu al hashaygeg. Rashi says, even if a person does, Rashi seems to be saying something very different than the mitzudos, that a person is going to be punished even for an accident. That's what he says. The mishpat Elokim is very strict. Ho Elokim yavi v'mishpat al kol ne'alam. Not only will he be punished for doing an avera b'mezid, he will be punished for doing an avera ne'alam. It came to him without him realizing. It was hidden from man himself. It was an accident. So then you'll ask the question, why should a person be held accountable for doing an avera by accident? The answer is because there's no such thing as a true accident. Every accident is a degree of, there's a degree of guilt. There's a degree of pshia, of negligence, and that is why, if in fact, a person who kills another human being by accident is required to go to the Ari Miklat. A person can't say, it's not my fault, it is your fault. You should have been more careful that such a thing would not have come about. And therefore, every accident, there is a degree of guilt. Now, it's true, there are accidents that are completely not your fault. For an oinus, a person completely had no possibility to prevent something from happening, then he does not go to Ari Miklat. But in a situation where he was slightly, partially guilty, could have prevented this from happening, he goes to Ari Miklat, and that's here what Rashi is saying. So take note that Rashi and the Mitzudos are very different. According to the Mitzudos, the word Ne'alam is a positive expression. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Mishpat. Mishpat here means reward. Reward for even the things that are hidden from other men. To the average man, a person sees someone doing an Avera. This person is going to go to you, the average person, if they were to judge him, they would say he's going to Gehenna. He did not terrible Avera. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that deep down in the person's heart, he did the Avera L'Shem Shemayim. He was under these unusual circumstances. He did the Avera L'Shem Shemayim. It was a Kavon L'Toiv. And he will go to Gan Eden. And likewise, the person does a mitzvah. So the average person thinks the person is going to Gan Eden. And Hashem says, no, you're going to Gehenna. You go there. What happened? No more. Where do they all go?
Yeah,
how could they all have disappeared?
Table.
Oh, they're on the table, okay. According to Rashi, a person does a mitzvah, you would think he's going to Gan Eden, and Rashi, according to the mitzvahs, no. Hashem is going to bring, Hashem is, according to the mitzvahs and mishpat, you're not going to Gan Eden for the mitzvah, you're going to Gehenna, because the mitzvah was done, Hashem knows what is nelan, it was done shaloy l'shem shamayim. So that's the mitzvahs, he's taking it both ways, for good or for bad, Hashem knows what your kavan is. But that's not what Rashi is taking this possibly very hard line. Hashem is going to punish no matter what. And if a person does an Avera, of course he's going to be punished. But even if he does an Avera by accident, an entirely different idea, he's also going to be punished because there is a degree of guilt. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum. Pasuk Yud Dalid. Pasuk Yud Dalid, Arum Yos Kol Uvoda Hashem Yal Liyom Dino. Because Kol Uvoda da Hashem, all of the deeds, the actions of Hashem, Yael Liyom Dino Rabba, Hashem Now notice, okay, all of avada, all of the deeds of man, it seems, kol ma'aseh, of human beings, he's not elaborating and telling us that the ma'aseh refers to the actions of man, but that's assumed. Hashem ya'el liyoyim dina rabba. Hashem will bring upon a person on the day of good judgment, liyos l'rabba, v'asid l'far sama. Okay, this we had this the same thing yesterday. Maybe we even read this yesterday. Al pisk. No, we did this yesterday. Vasid lefar sama al piskam de iskasi min bnei enosha. Hashem will make it public knowledge all of a person's private sins in tov in dish. This goes back to the same thing we had yesterday. This is unique to the Targum, and the Targum says soif tovar hakol nishma. Which was a unique translation of the Targum, that when it's all over, when Mashiach comes, when we come to the day of the Yom HaDin HaGadol, Soif Davar, everything that happened in this world, all of the secrets, HaKol, the emphasis of the word HaKol is all of the secrets, all of the hidden thoughts of man, all of a person's hidden averos, Nishma will be public knowledge. Everyone's going to know every secret that you've done your entire life. Unless, the Targum says, unless you do tshuva. Right. If you do tshuva, then somehow you'll be able to hide your sins and you will not be ashamed to be able to enter into society and walk among other men.
Why don't you always in a negative? Why don't you say, everybody will also know everybody's good deeds? Also.
You're right. That's a good question. But that's not what the Targum says. You're right. In this pasuk, he says im toivim ra. He says you're right. The good things also will be revealed. You're right. In this pasuk, the Targum says he repeats the same theme again. In this pasuk, but go back to pasuk. The pasuk Yud Beis. The pasuk Yud Gimel. The famous pasuk. Famous pasuk of Soif Davar. Read again. Soif Piskam de Isadei Be'olma Betzina. All of the things that were done bitsina in secret, kula asid leispar sama uleishte ma'a, to become famous and become known, luchobene and nasha, begin kain, therefore, begin kain, yos memor da Hashem havi dechil fir Hashem, yos pikodi avinat, yed lo limchov bisisra. He only focuses on the negative, so that you should not sin in secret. But there is an escape clause. V'yim techuv, if you do an avera and you don't want the whole world to know what you have done, then have a zohir limsof. Make sure you do tshuva before the yom hadin hagadol arum kidein chazil, so that you'll be able. We learned this yesterday. This pshat is won't be embarrassed and you'll be able to live among your fellow man. You won't be ashamed to walk among them. Arum kadin chazil imhevi arach kol enosha. You can be among all men. In this pasuk, he says kamat the same exact thing. And this pasuk is a little bit easier because in this pasuk it says the word ne'alam, and he's translating that in ne'alam means his Hashem is going to reveal all of the secrets of man at the time of the yom hadin hagadol, the time of the yavi the mishpat im toiv imra, whether you've done something good and whether you've done something bad. And in this pasuk, the Targum does not tell us that doing tshuva is going to make a difference. I mean, obviously it will. He mentioned in the previous pasuk. Asher mechase pesha. That's in this. That's so.
So
the Gemara asked the question. The Gemara asked the steel. One place it says Asher mechase pesha. Then the pasuk says that you should reveal. So the Gemara says if avera is done in public, then you should confess. If avera is done in secret, you should not reveal. So it doesn't. Don't reveal it. No, that's the Gemara answers the question that if the avera was done in public and everyone is anyway aware of what you've done, then you should confess. That's what it means. You should acknowledge what you have done. But if no one knows about the avera, adarabba, revealing the avera is the chilul Hashem. This is liosalovo. No, but this is liosalovo. If a person doesn't have erbit sinner and does not do tshuva, then liosalovo, then the different, then Hashem is going to reveal, not you, you're not going to reveal, then Hashem is going to reveal what you have done, and the person will be ashamed in front of the whole world. Right. Yeah.
So if if loss of love, or everybody's going to be busy looking at other people's sins, we're going to be spending a long time.
Who says we're going to be busy looking? It's like you walk in the street. I don't know. I remember years ago, Rav Solomon. What was his first name? Rav Atashiel Solomon from the Mashkiach from the Lakewood. So he is probably the biggest force against. Again, for the need for protection from filth from the internet, to protect that everyone should be well protected, and he really campaigned. He was moisa nefesh. He should be good. He should be well. He's not so well now. He should have a full shleima. But he was very, very forceful. And there was that event in City Field. He was the force behind that event in City Field. So I once heard him give a speech, and he said, and it was very frightening how he says. Every website you ever visited, everything you've ever seen on the internet, it's going to be revealed, like you're really elaborate, it's going to be revealed to your family, to your friends, to everyone. Think of the shame. He was scaring the oilam into protecting themselves from the dangers that lurk online. And that's, I mean, that's what it says. I mean, you can't deny it. The Targum, the Taisuyot, people will say, who says? I mean, if you don't have a chazal, if you do not have a chazal, you can very easily could challenge this. And so who says? Who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal a person's private sins to the entire world when, at the time of the Yom HaDin HaGadol? It's between you and Hashem. It's no one's business. If I didn't daven mincha one day, the whole world has to know I didn't daven mincha one day. Who? What? Who says that? Where does it say that? So this is where it says it. This is. Is there a sefer? Here's a sefer. Where does it? So this is where it comes from. Einoch Inami. But that's only according to the interpretation of the Targum. According to the parish of Rashi and the parish of the Mitzudos, it doesn't say that here. And if it doesn't say that here, I challenge you to find a source that this.
Miriam, when she got her ass, everybody suddenly knew what she said.
So maybe that's a source. So maybe that's a source. So maybe Lashon Hara is different. Maybe Lashon Hara is unique. Someone speaks secretly about his friend. You know, when you speak Lashon Hara, there's damage. There's damage. There's collateral damage. So maybe Lashon Hara is the exception. And the Chazal do say, you said something, but silly, you have to go Bodadiyah. But who says when it comes to not davening mincha, or worse, or doing things that are private, bin Odom Lamakam, going online and seeing things you shouldn't see, who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be megala to the entire world, these averos? It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will give reward, Hashem will give punishment, it's no one else's business. These are private matters.
Everybody saw what he did. No one knew what he did. He was only the four people in the world.
Who? Kain. Kain and Hevel. He can't bring a raya from the Mice of Gracious. He can't bring a raya. It's not such a simple thing to say that you should jump to this conclusion. And you have a pasuk here. Have a pasuk two psukim soif devar kol nishma as kiaskol maasei lokim yovi v'mishpat. You have two psukim. You can learn the pasuk like Rashi soif devar kol nishma. Hakol nishma means the libcha Rashi doesn't say anything about that Hashem is going to reveal it to the world. It just says do it. Masha tuchal asei v'libcha l'shamayim. Rashi doesn't say this, and the Mitzudas doesn't say this idea. Yeah. His own world.
Their own
apartment.
Apartment. So you don't know what's.
You don't know what's doing. The privacy. Just like in this world there's privacy, in the next world there's privacy. Who says someone has to see what's going on behind the scenes? And these two psukim, according to Rashi and according to the Mitzvahs, give no hint that such a concept is true. It is only the Targum that says such a powerful idea. That says that a person's private sins will be revealed to the entire world, and a person's private mitzvahs will be revealed to the entire world. It's a very interesting idea. Don't take a little pause.
The one that passed away,
they had
the car already.
I mean, we don't know how these things work, but there is such a degree where you reveal yourself to the whole world. Not there are different types, some different strokes or different faults.
You go to Karmachatas.
Yeah.
So you brought across the whole Zorah. Everyone saw you were bringing it.
So the Gemara actually talks about that. That's why the Torah says you should do this. It has a tail, doesn't have a tail, a female animal, and no one should know why you're bringing the carbon chatos. There are different reasons, different types of chatos. The Gemara talks to the person couldn't be shielded from embarrassment. And you can bring it. Okay, but there you have to. So maybe you have to understand every avera might be judged differently. You're dealing with a soita. You're dealing with you're causing your husband tsar. There are other issues. There's a family. There are other issues. But dealing with things that are purely private, who says that other people see your business, someone's business to know what happened in this world? The Targum does interpret the Pesukim in this way, and that is extremely powerful and very unique in his approach to these Pesukim. Okay, now, before we conclude, Melech HaMashiach. Okay, that's a person that's taken to court. There's a dispute between two parties. Money. So then the Melech HaMashiach, that could be an Inyan bin Adam LaChaver. I'm trying to focus more on Inyan bin Adam LaMokrim. Here, the Psukim, here we're dealing with purely Inyan bin Adam LaMokrim. Okay, so this is the last Pasuk in Tovi Imra. And now the tradition is to repeat the pasuk a second time. Soif davar hakol nishma es elokim yirav yes mitzvesof shemar ki ze kol adam. Now, first of all, before we conclude, I want to just mention that some ideas that came across in explanation of this pasuk. This pasuk, what's the connection? Ki ze kol ha'adam and es elokim yirav yes mitzvesof shemar. This is a simple idea. I think Rabbi Mayevsky mentioned this yesterday at the end, and that is that there are, in a human being, according to Chazal's understanding, there are 248 limbs, and the 248 limbs correspond to the 248 mitzvos asay. And a person has 365 gidin sinews. I don't know how medical science can matches up the 365 sinews, but Chazal said that corresponds to the mitzvahs lois asay. There are more mitzvahs lois asay than asay. So Adam, the pasuk here refers to the positive and the negative. Soif davar akol nishma, es elokim yirah. Fear Hashem. Fear is a midah which prevents a person from doing a loy saseh. Generally, when you're afraid of something, you don't do. What is a greater? And again, the Nevi pasuk says, "V'yes mitzvah sof shemar." Guard Hashem's mitzvahs. This is a mitzvah saseh. This is positive. What you should do. Get up and do. This is the pasuk is giving you a warning to observe mitzvah saseh. So we have mitzvah loy saseh and mitzvah saseh. Yira is the loy saseh and mitzvah sub shemar is the asay. The loy saseh is 365 and the asay is 248, corresponding to the gidin and the ivarm of a person. And that's why he concludes kizeh kol ha'adam. Every single one of the tayag mitzvahs corresponds to a different element in your body, in your physical makeup. And le'osalova, when it comes to the olam ha'emes, if a person wants to appear sholem, to appear as a complete person, the olam ha'emes, he better come with all 613 mitzvahs, including the 248 and the 365, which are made up of elokim yirah, v'yes mitzvah sab shemar. We are rebuilding ourselves. What?
You cannot do all of
it. So that's a general question. It's impossible for a person. Not everyone is a kohen. You know, about half of the mitzvahs relate to the Beis HaMikdash, which we don't have. So the answer is neshalma farim sefaseinu. By learning, by davening, and by participating. If there is a couple, a man and wife that you know are living a miserable marriage, and they need help getting divorced for real, according to then a person assisting in making that happen was mekayim the mitzvah of gerushin. If a person is in a situation where he needs to do the mitzvah of yid mor chalitza, and a person is an enabler, and even though he's not involved in that personally, but he's an enabler, so to some degree you have now fulfilled that mitzvah by studying the mitzvah, by supporting the mitzvahs. So there is a possibility for a person to connect himself to all of the tayag mitzvahs, and by doing so he is reconstructing, he is creating for himself a spiritual gulf in the next world. And that idea is alluded to over here. Ki zeh kol ha'odam. the human being is made up of every of all of the tayag mitzvos, and if a person in this world will be yorei shemaim not to do the lois aseis and to observe the aseis, he is constructing, he's building himself. Yeah.
This form it's called is another way. Achdus. Yes. That's also another way. Unity
by being part of the Klal Yisrael. So
those mitzvahs that don't apply to him as if he did it, since he's
okay.
I mentioned to you Rabbi Alp in the Limud Nisan. In the Limud Nisan, at the end, he takes exception to the fact that we read this last part, we read this pasuk again after it finishes off. He says, "Do you think for one moment if we have this the Mesorah that's what we do, that Shlomo HaMelech didn't know that as well?" So when he ended the Sefer in Tovim Ra, because what the pasuk is saying, Ki es kol maseh elokim mishpat al kol ne'elam, all these different things, we see a lot of things that happen in the world and we judge them. This is terrible, this is very good. Do we really know if it's good or bad? Only God knows. Only al kol elokim yabob mishpat. So he's saying it's very good. A lot of times when we think something is really, something terrible happened, it really was very good that it happened. In other words, it will lead to something that will be great in the end. We don't know. But so that's how we end up. We can't make a judgment call on what God does, because only He knows. It's called Al Kol Ne'elam in Tovim Ra. You don't know. Sometimes you see something bad, but it's great. And you don't know, because something, you know, it's the beginning of a tremendous thing that's about to happen. And so Shlomo HaMelech certainly knew that you don't end Messiah B'dov Ra. He knew that. And you have it other times in the...
It's not raw.
Other things.
It's not raw.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
You just think it's bad, but you don't know.
He's saying, this Lamudin saying is very profound. He's saying that Shlomo HaMelech, let's review. Why do we generally, what's the most popular reason for repeating the second to last pasuk? Because we don't want to end off al dava with a bad taste, with a dava raw, like in Eichon. In Eichon, we also repeat the last Hashivein Hashem Elecha. You don't want to end off on a bad note. Being that the last word is raw. You don't want to end off with the word raw, so we repeat the pasuk. So he's saying from Lamud Nisan that, but Shlomo HaMelech, he didn't know this. He did not know that you don't end off. First of all, one answer we can say is he didn't write these last psukim, as we mentioned, right? So we mentioned
whoever wrote it.
So let's assume that he did write it, because Rashi gives you the impression that Shlomo HaMelech indeed he did compose these last psukim as well. So he did not know. He didn't know the halacha that you don't end off. Well, he wrote this sefer at the very end of his life. Shashirim, Mishlei, Koheles, this was the end of his life. At the end of your life, you're able to look back and see that things that you thought were raw are not really raw. It's just a matter of perception. The things that at the time were painful was the beginning of something very good. So therefore, it's not bad. That's why he felt entitled. So he said, well, with this one, he felt entitled to conclude with the word raw, because trust me, it's not really raw. We who don't appreciate this, so we have no choice but to repeat the second last pasuk of Soif Davra Kol Nishmas Lekim Yira.
You always bring down a sefer below your royal.
Yeah.
On Divrei Chachamim Kadavonos.
Yeah.
Which sounds like it's a kavizik thing. So he said, how could Sanhedrin go after a roiv?
Kol kavua kimech salmechsa. Yes. So how can we go basaroyif?
So you said that the dibur, when they say the dibur, that's
yoitzer. Okay, it's a drush. It's quite a drush. Kol aparish mirubu parish. Okay, it's a little bit of a stretch, but okay. Now Mordechai. Okay. That's very, very. Okay, let's. Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to extend that foot, then we don't know what's good and bad. Why do we observe Tishba?
Well, we have no choice. We live in a world of nature. It's evil. It is raw. But in the back of our minds, we have a muna that there is blessing. Look, Chazal say it explicitly. They say Mizmor LaOsaf Bohu Goyim Benachal Osecha. A mizmor to Asaf that the goyim have come and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara asks the question: Mizmor la Asaf, kinu la Asaf mi boyle. This is not a song. This is a lamentation. This is a lament. This is a tsar. So the answer is, it it was a blessing in disguise, because if Hashem did not destroy the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem would have taken that and on us. And it was a blessing that Hashem let out His anger on Itzim Avodim and its spirit Klal Yisrael. So they're different, but the bottom line is it is a tzara for us in our perception. But on a deeper level, we have that appreciation. Okay, so we repeat the pasuk of Derech Pshat. The reason we repeat the pasuk is because we do not want to end off Al Dov Ara. Now there are other reasons of Drushim why we repeat the pasuk a second time. And one answer was a very deep answer, and it is that the last pasuk describes in detail Mishpat. The Mishpat of the Yom HaDin HaGadol, even according to all the simple interpretation, that the day will come, ki al kol maaseh, on every action that a man does, the day will come, whether we like it or not, the Yom HaDin HaGadol ho Elokim. Elokim is Midas Hadin, Yavi, V'mishpat, Al-Kol Nelam, whether you don't like the Mitzudas, like Rashi, like the Targum, Hashem is going to uncover all of the secrets. He'll reveal the secrets, He'll judge us for the Kavana, He will judge us even for Shkogos. There's going to be the Yom Hadin HaGadol, Im Toi V'imra. Okay, very good. So let's fast forward to the year 6,000, whatever it's going to be, 7,000, figure out whatever it says in the Midrashim. The Yom HaDin HaGadol has come, we've received reward, we've received punishment. Everyone has in the Olam HaEmes his dira, has his palace or his dungeon. Everyone got what they got. And now what? Now what? We're dealing over here, fast forward. There's no Yetzihara. There's the world does not exist the way we know it. We're living in some spiritual world, or maybe we're living in a spiritual world on this world. Whatever you want to say, man has received reward and punishment. Okay, what's next? What's next? What's next on the menu? What's next in the agenda? The pasuk goes on to say it's not over. After din v'cheshbon, the new world begins, and in that new world, the purpose is again to fear Hashem. Yira Shemai never ends. Don't make a mistake and think. This is very deep. This is a very profound idea. It's not this one it says over here in the Likutei. Is this the Maral? What? Maybe this is actually what the Maral says. No. It's Rabbi Eliezer Galikai. Rabbi Eliezer the Mekubal. Rabbi Eliezer Galikai. Yira Shemayim never ends. Even after a person receives reward and punishment, we're finished with this world, now we're in the next world. And in the next world, there's no reward, there's no punishment, because there's no Yetzirah, there's nothing more to do, but the Avoda of what comes next is Soif Dovar, Hakol Nishma, Es Elokim Yirah. And maybe, I guess you have to translate Soif Dover in a different interpretation. And when everything is over, I think what he means to say is now when we translate the Pasuk the second time, it's not the same translation. When we read the Pasuk, when we read the Pasuk Yud Gimel, before coming to Pasuk Yud Dalid, we're dealing here in this world. In this world, before the time of Mashiach, Soif Dover, HaKol Nishma, the bottom line is, Esulikim, Yerov, Yes, Mitzvah, Shemar, like Rashi, do the best you can do. Do the best you can do. Libo l'shamayim ki zeh kol ha'adam. Now, din v'cheshbon, pasuk yudalet. World is over. And now what? Now we read the pasuk again, but with a different translation. Soif davar. Everything has come to an end. The world is over. Man has received reward and punishment. Hakol nishma. Everything is understood. We can go back and we can understand the entire history of creation from beginning to end. And now what? Now what? What does man do now? Nochamal, Es Elokim Yirah, V'es Mitzvosav Shemar, fear Hashem, observe His mitzvos in a new sphere, in a new dimension. Kizeh Kol Adam, this is what man's going to do at a later point in time. Okay, it's a very, very deep idea in describing the history of the world and what comes later on.
If you died in omens.
No, so we're saying there are. The mitzvos take off. We don't know. No one knows. But there are mamori chazal that there are mitzvos. There are there is something to do. What does it mean? What? No. We don't know. No one knows the answer to this question. And the Rambam says, don't even try to know the answer to this question. But the point that Rabbi Eliezer Galiko is saying is, after it's all over, there is still a new dimension of avod of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like anything that we have until now. But Yirah Shemaim is something that does not disappear. Even after Din V'Cheshbon. And after time, the world comes to an end. Okay, now along these lines is another idea, and this is something which is very popular. We say in the Nusach HaTfilah, and Birchas Rosh Chodesh, we are mispalel for Yirah Shemaim twice. On Rosh Chodesh, let me turn to the Sidur. Everyone knows this. After Oysha V'chava, so we have to have another dosage of Yirah Shemayim. Okay, maybe that's really what it means in this pasuk. Let me just read the Nusach of the Tzvilah. The Nusach of the Tzvilah is... Now the truth is, it says here really two. It says Yira Shamayim, Yira Schait. Okay, two different types of Yira. And then it says Chaim Shein Buchem Bushuchlim, Chaim Shal Oishav Chavod, Nochon Chaim Sheitevanu Ahav As Torah, Viyira Shamayim. So there are three dosages of Yira. Yira Shamayim, then Yira Schait, then Viyira Shamayim. With the Vav, because it comes after Ahavas Torah, the Yira Shemayim is connected to the Ahavas Torah, the Yira Shemayim. Why is this? Let's put aside for the moment Yiras Chet. Let's put that aside. Well, let's put those two together. There's Yira Shemayim that's connected to a Yiras Chet, and then there's an Ahavas Torah and a Yira Shemayim. In the first expression, the Yira appears before the Yiras Chet, and in the second expression, the Yira Shemayim appears after the Ahavas Torah. So that really answers the question. There are two different types of Yira. There's Yiras Hachet and there's Yiras Haroimimus. When a person loves someone, you're afraid to jeopardize your relationship. If you're in love with a person or with some concept, you don't want to do anything to chas v'shalom fracture that relationship. So there are really two very different types of Yirah Shamayim. So that's that's why we repeat it. Forget about all of the esoteric reasons. The pasuk is repeated to allude to this idea. So if davra kol nishmas l'kim yirah v'yes misosaf shmo kizeh kol adam, that's the Yirah, the lower level of Yirah, the level of Yirah that comes before din v'chesh. Because the next pasuk says it's going to be al kol maaseh ho'lekim yovi v'mishpat. So therefore, there's going to be judgment for doing averos. That's the lower level. Then don't make a mistake and think that's the only degree of Yirah Shemayim you can possibly have. The minig is, let's repeat the pasuk of Yirah Shemayim a second time to remind us there's a higher level of Yirah Shemayim, what we call awe. To be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because I'm afraid of getting a punishment, because the punishment already, the reward already has been administered, there is the Yiras HaRoimim, or similar to what it says in the Nusach HaTzvila. Okay, so that's another popular approach of why we repeat the pasuk a second time. Okay, now, on another level, that we mentioned over here, there are really three different levels of Yira. There was Yira Shemayim, Yira Schait, and then again the Yira Shemayim, a second level of Yira Shemayim. It's interesting that in Chumash, in Chamishei Chumshei Torah, to the best of my knowledge, there are three individuals that warned us to be, taught us the lessons of Yira Shemayim. The first was none other than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, Rak Yirak Ein Yiras Elohim Bamakoim Hazeh V'Haraguni Al Devar Ishti. The second one to make mention of Yiras Shemayim was Yosef. V'Yomer Aleihem Yosef B'Yom Hashlishi Zos Asu V'Chiu Es Ho Elohim Ani Yorei. Do this and live. Notice the difference. Notice that when Avraham said, "Describe Yirah Shemayim, Vaharaguni, you'll kill me, Al Devar Ishti." Here, the emphasis you can learn very simply that the brothers were not afraid of dying. The Mitzrayim was a civilized country. There's no death penalty in Mitzrayim. They lock you up. They lock you up and they throw away the key like they did to Yosef. They put him in the dungeon. They put him in the dungeon. They lock you up. They throw away the key. They're not going to kill you. But that's not a life. To be imprisoned your entire life, to be prevented from being able to participate in society, that's not called living. That's not called living. So therefore, don't worry. I'm not going to go and you'll live. Why are you going to live? Because Esho Elokim Ani Yorei. The third person to discuss Yira Shemaim in the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma, what? Where does he say the word Yira Shemaim?
Well, it says Vayikatz Yaakov Shnosa Vayomer Achen Yesh Hashem Umakom Hashem Nachli Dati Vayira Vayomer.
By Yira Vayoyimar, he was afraid. Doesn't say.
I don't know.
He was afraid of the Kedushas Hamokim, but it doesn't say explicitly of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, you have also with Yitzchak. Vayechrad Yitzchak, Harod Gedola Admaot.
Nothing to do with God, sort of.
Well, so the same thing. I don't think it's the same. He was afraid. My year of Ayama, I've done an avera. I think you can learn. Look at the parshanim. I think what it means is I slept on a mokum. I walked on the Har Abayis. Right, today we had a shiur on the Har Abayis. Are you allowed to walk on the Har Abayis? Are you gevalt? I've now discovered that the place that I thought was safe to walk, I've discovered it's not safe to walk. There could actually be the place of the Har Abayis. Year of Ayama, my noira hamokum azeh. I don't think it means he's explicitly, everything relates back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's not explicitly directing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's expressing the fear that he has done something wrong. I've slept in a holy place. The third person to explicitly mention Yira Shemaim is Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyl Meimach Kiim LiYira Oso. Hashem wants you to fear him. So we have here, in summary, in Chamishei Chumshei Torah, three individuals. Avraham, Yosef, and Moshe. This is the team, this is the trial. These are the Shloisha Amudim, the three pillars of Yira Shemayim. Each one expresses a different degree of Yira Shemayim. Three different madrigals. The simplest level of Yira Shemayim is, if there's no Yira Shemayim, you can't live. There's death. Society cannot function. Society cannot function. Kirak in Yiras Elokim Bamokoyim Hazeh Vaharoguni Al Devar Ishti. You can't walk in the streets. There's no Yira Shemayim. The murder is in the open. That's what he said. The second degree of Yira Shemayim is, there is Yira Shemayim. You can walk in the streets. In God we trust. There is a degree, a subconscious sense of Yira Shemayim. But there's another level. That if you have a shtick or more Yira Shemayim, it's a different type of life. It's a different quality life. It's a life where it has value, has meaning. That's what Yosef introduced to Klal Yisrael. He said, "Vayoyim aleihem Yosef, vayoyim ashlishi zos asu v'chiyu. Do what I'm telling you to do, and you'll live. You'll have a good life. There's something deep in v'chiyu. Why? Esho Elokim ani yorei. I am a yorei shemayim, and therefore that yorei shemayim demands that I give you a chance to live. Not just that I'm not going to kill you. V'chiyu is expressed in the positive form." And then there's a higher madrega. Forget about not being murder, society function. Forget about life. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyl Meimach Kiim LiYira Oso. This is what your tafkid is. It captures even a higher. Forget about it. Captures even a higher degree of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, that Yira Shemayim can require you to give up your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Rabbi Akiva's entire life prepared for the moment when he would give up his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Yomai, my entire life, I was waiting for this moment to give up. V'yohavta Eis Hashem Elokeinu V'chol Hashem Yadecha. Mo Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Makim LiYira Oso. That is a very high level of Yira. That is what we say on Rosh Chodesh. The Birchas Rosh Chodesh has all three. It starts off with Chayim Sheyesh Bohem Yira Shemayim. That's one. The Yira Shemayim is the first level of Avram Avinu. Kirak and Yiras Lakim Avokim Vaharoguni Al Devar Ishti. Then there's Yiras Chet. Yiras Chet is the level, the second level of Yira, is to live a good life. If you're gonna sin, then there's gonna be suffering. There's gonna be limitations on what you can accomplish in life. And the third level of Yira is Chayim Shetehevanu Ahavas Torah VYira Shemayim. This is the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe who gave us the Torah. Toras Moshe, the level of Yira Shemayim that comes from Moshe, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimachim LeYira, also that only connects to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have really Sach HaKol three different types of Yira Shemayim. Kizeh Kol HaAdam. This is the totality of man. You can say the three people, the HaAdam, the three great people who introduced Avram Avinu, the first of the Avos. Yosef was the head, to some degree, the Melech of the Shvatim. Okay, he was the leader. But Yosef, who? Hamashpir. He was the provider of the Shvatim. And then the next level was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. Was the one who brought down the Torah. To some degree, these three represent three major breakpoints in the development of Klal Yisrael. And each one brought with them a unique degree of Yira Shamayim to Klal Yisrael. Kizeh Kol HaAdam. This Yira Shamayim captures all three. Okay, there are some other short ideas that relate to Yira Shamayim. We know then that when we make a Sima Mishnah, some Sechta Uks, the last Mishnah says, V'es Yitzroi Sehem, HaHanchil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also HaHanchil, Chol Tzadik, V'Tzadik, Shai Olamos. 310 worlds, Shai Olamos, as it says in the Pasuk, LaHanchil, LaOhavai Yesh. So the Darshanim like to say, to connect this, you always have to end off with Yira Shamayim, just like Sefer Kohelis. That was his last words. Shlomo's last words was Saif Dovra Kol Neshmas Lekim Yira Yesh is Roshei Tevos Yiras Shamayim. The gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Klal Yisrael is a degree, a sensitivity to Yiras Shamayim. That is the ultimate gift you can have. That's alluded to in 310 worlds. Okay, Eretz Yisrael, we say this many times. There were 31 kings. What's the significance in there being 31 kings of Canaan? Because 31 is the Mispar Katan of 310. 310. And 310, Shin Yud is Yesh, is Yiras Shamayim. The whole Eretz Yisrael is a Mokom by Yidu Vayoymar, like you said, Mr. Rappaport, Manoira Hamokim Azein Zakim Besalukim, the whole Eretz Yisrael is a Mokom of Yiras Shamayim. There's another Chazal tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Chumayis HaMidosh, Eino HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'olamoy Ela, Dalid Amoy Shel Halacha. Contradiction. Chazal tell us, Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Oitzer Shel Yiras Shamayim Belvat. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in heaven is an oitzer, a treasure of expressions of Yiras Shamayim. Things that people have done to express Yiras Shamayim. So how do we reconcile these two Mar Chazal? Teretz is it's two sides of the same coin. The way you come to Yiras Shamayim is Halacha. Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'olamo. An Oitz of Yira Shemayim. What is the Oitz of Yira Shemayim? The Dalid Amois Shel Halacha. When people, when Klal Yisrael, they follow the law, the Mevatel, their Kavanah, their Das, to follow the Dalid, to stay within the boundaries of Halacha, this is the greatest expression of Yira Shemayim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu treasures. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treasures. Okay. Now we also just another quick side. Everyone knows this idea is the reason why it's called Yiras Shamayim. Why don't we call it Yiras Elokim? Yiras Elokim. Why don't we call it Yiras Hashem? So the makor for Yiras Shamayim comes from Rashi. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rokia Besoch Hamayim. What does Rashi say in this pasuk, in the beginning of the Torah, in part pasuk Vav? Yehi Rokia Yitzchazek Rokia. Because Rashi is asking the question, it says in Pasuk Aleph, Bereishis, Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Es HaAretz. The Shamayim was created on day one. So what does it mean then? What does it mean then on day two? V'Yer Vavokei Yom Echad, on day two, V'Yom Elokim Yehi Rokia Besoch Hamayim. What? But the Rokia already was created, Bereishis, Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Es HaAretz. Either it was created like the Targum says on day one, it's Machlokes Targum and Rashi. Targum says the Shamayim V'Aretz was created on day one. in the beginning, Bikadmin, in the beginning, Biro Hashem Yas Shamaya V'yos Ara. And then it says, Vayer Vayvoke Yom Echad. Rashi disagrees. Rashi learns that the Shemayim V'aretz existed before day one. And on day one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created only one thing, Yihi Or, Vayom Elokim Yihi Or. That was the only thing that was created according to Rashi on day one. The Shemayim V'aretz already existed before. But in any event, whether you look like Rashi, like the Targum, the Shemayim already exists. What then does it mean on day two? Vayom Elokim Yihi Rukiya. So Rashi says, Yischazik Harukiya. Rashi here really contradicts himself. I never noticed this. Rashi contradicts. Rashi over here says that even though there was going to be Yom Rishon, Rashi pretty clearly said in Pasuk Aleph that it wasn't on Yom Rishon. It was before Yom Rishon. Okay, we'll leave that for another time. Adayin lachim hayu. They were soft. It was the heaven was soft. The korshu basheni on day two the heaven congealed. Migaaras Hakadosh Baruch Hu from the shout. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu shouted, "Bo'imro yihi rokia," there should be a rokia. V'zeh she'amar amudei shamayim yiroyfefu kol yom rishon uvasheni yitmohu. They were in terror. Yitmohu, they were frightened. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu shout, Migarosoi ka'odam shem mishtoinim, a person that's in shock. V'oimed migaras hama'ayim olof. We have a tradition from Chaim Volozhin and from many other Kadmonim that the first time a concept appears in the Torah is the Ikar. So when was Yirash, this thing that we call fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when was it created? It was created on Yom Sheni. Trivia question. When was this theme of fear of Ribbono Shel Olam, when was its creation? It was introduced into the world when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouted at the Rokia. The Rokia was frightened. And when it was frightened, it stood firm. It congealed. The Rokia of Yom Aleph was weak, it was loose, it was moist, it shook, and when it was frightened, it stood firm. That is why we call fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we call it Yiras Shamayim. Simply, where is Hashem? Hashem is in Shemayim. And that was the Gemara. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem. Where is Hashem? So we think Hashem is in Shemayim. Hashem is here. Hashem is within us. Hashem is everywhere. So it doesn't really make sense to say you're afraid of Shemayim. You're afraid of Shemayim, just cover yourself over. You'll be Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. So what does that mean? Why do we call it Shemayim? So on a single level, it's because a human being, he perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in Shemayim. But on a deeper level, Hashem is everywhere. You don't have to be afraid of what's in Shemayim, be afraid of what's going on in yourself, in your neshama. Hashem is in your neshama. But because the fear of God was created with the Shemayim, Yehi Rokia Beso Chamoyim, Rashi Yischazek, the heaven was terrified, so we attribute the need of fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Shamayim. That's why it's called Yiras Shamayim. Okay. Now Shlomo HaMelech, he signed his name at the end of the Sefer. How did he sign his name? I didn't do the Gematria, but it says here, Im Toiv, some quite quick mathematicians here, Im Toiv V'Imra, those are the last words of Sefer Koheles, is B'Gematria Shlomo. Is that true? Someone has a quick one here. Im Toiv V'Imra. Okay, I don't have...
Works, yeah.
It works. He figured it out. So Im Toiv, that's very cute. Shlomo Melech an acrostic. Instead of an acrostic, he did something better, not better, but he put his name in the very end of the Sefer. Okay. Now another idea. The reason why
he was talking about himself. You know, he realized what he had become and what he had done.
Im Toiv V'Imra,
so
his mistakes.
He said in Im Toiv V'Imra, that was to say that I'm going to pay for what I did, and he realized it.
He said about himself. That's the essence of his name. My name is Shlomo. Captures. Okay. Another idea, this is a Chazal, that there are contradictions in Sefer Koheles. Koheles is a Sefer that is, Chazal only gave us a few of the contradictions, but there are multiple contradictions. Mishabech Nias HaSimcha, on one end it says, I praise Simcha, but on the other end it says, Simcha Mazo, so what's it worth? There are multiple contradictions in life, and there are things that he gives the impression, in Sukkim, that it's not Kedai to live in this world, whatever. There are things which seem to be connected to our Hashkafa. Indeed, Chazal wanted to take the Sefer and put it in Geniza, but they said that because in the beginning there are things that are correct, it starts off well and it ends off well, it's okay. To emphasize that point, we repeat the last pasuk. Soif davar kol neshmas lo kinu yov yetz misaf shemar ki zeh kol adam. When your approach, this is a very powerful idea, when you approach something with yirah shemayim, questions can be answered. And you see this today in society. Today, unfortunately, we're talking about conservative movement, and you talk about reform. You talk about different denominations of Klal Yisrael. When you have problems, when there are difficulties in Hashkafa, there are difficulties in there are challenges to the Torah way of life. If your approach is an approach of Yirah Shamayim, everything will be resolved. But if your approach is to look for trouble, to look for trouble, then unfortunately you'll find problems, and those problems will be obstacles and difficulties in continuing going forward. So the bottom line is, this is a very difficult sefer. The sefer presents ideas that appear to be challenging to a Torah Hashkafa. But the thing to keep in mind is, if you are rooted in Yirah Shamayim, all of the challenges, all of the difficulties will be resolved. You'll be able to continue to proceed with success, and that is why it is critical to conclude this pasuk specifically after Sefer Koheles, which more so than other svarim presents various challenges. Okay, I'm sure there's a lot more things that I wanted to tell you, but I don't remember them at this moment in time. And anyway, we're out of time, because I know we're going to get, we have a treat today. We're going to have Rabbi Mayevsky is going to speak at the end, yeah? He ends with the word yesh?
Bayesh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
You say bish, I say bayesh.
Okay, we didn't even do the last rash. Let's read the last rash. In toy v'im ra.
The next line is less.
Okay, we didn't do the last...
Muhammad didn't know how to read and write, so he had a Jewish guy write for him. This guy, the Kavana, put in a lot of shkias. And one of the things he did, he says, he learned a pshat that Leilam Haba Yeshai Al Mois.
Oh! All right, let's do the last Rashi. Im toy v'imra afilu nichshal b'mitzvah goy noisein stokel oni bifar hesia. Okay, so I went to that Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean im toy v'imra? Rashi takes a very hard line. Just like we said, al kol ne'lam, Hashem will punish a person for doing an aver b'shoigek because he's guilty. Im toy v'imra. Afilu nichshol b'mitzvah. Even doing a mitzvah, a person will be punished if he does it for the wrong kavana. Kegoy noisin staka l'ani b'farhesia, giving staka to an ani b'farhesia. That's not the way to give staka. You are bringing him embarrassment. If you have an opportunity, of course, in a situation where you have a choice and you can give it to him in a dignified way, and you choose to give the money b'farhesia, so then you're losing reward for the mitzvah, and in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a person to judgment. Okay, chazak, chazak, l'nis chazek. Okay.